There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Obviously led to an ejection as well. Still no trade to report at this hour. We continue to monitor all of the NFL reporters. This morning, Adam Schefter saying that Za'Darius Smith is still the player to watch, but he's not the only player to watch, but he is the most logical. It's going to take. It's not going to take a whole lot to get him, according to Adam Schefter. We'll see what the price tag may or may not be. Azeez Ojulari and Baron Browning of the Giants and Broncos remain other possible targets. Gator and I both had the same thought today. You always call Jerry. Make one last call to Jerry Jones. Then New Orleans fires their coach. They have some guys that could be useful. Although, who is it that made that call? You have an interesting little note on Dennis Allen.
Yes. This was from, I got to go find it again because I went past it, but somebody had pointed out that, you know, here we go, Al Karsten. And Al Karsten is a Lions writer locally, but just points this out. I think it's smart that Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn spent five seasons with Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator for the Saints. The defense has improved from 31st in points allowed and 27th in yards allowed to 4th and 5th back in 2020. This is not a good head coach, but could help the Lions in a defensive role. I think it's interesting because Robert Saleh, after he was fired from the Jets, didn't he go to the Packers? Now, hey, game yesterday notwithstanding, you can still admit that Robert Saleh is a pretty good defensive mind. Dennis Allen's a good defensive mind. Would it behoove the Lions to go ahead and bring on board, at least in an advisory role or whatever, to this team, a guy that both the head coach and the defensive coordinator worked with previously in New Orleans?
All right, we'll continue to monitor all that. Let's get back to your phone calls. Ross is in Macomb, and he's next. What's up, Ross?
Hey, how you guys doing? Here's the problem now. It was very disturbing to see the play call. Okay, that's fine. But next, they had to call New York, and I don't understand how New York fits in with this. If they want to keep doing this, how's the suggestion that they take off the let's get back to the leather helmets and no face guards? There won't be any helmeting.
Well, the rules have been there for a while, so it's not like it's a new rule. And I think the players, for the most part, have adjusted reasonably well in that you see players pull up and try and avoid the big hit all the time, and it's good for player safety. I'm only bothered by the inconsistency. It feels inconsistent.
Well, it just to me, it looks suspicious that here's the call by the referee.
All right, Ross, we can't. You got to cover up your phone there or something because we got a lot of wind.
Yeah, I'm at the dog park with the dogs. They're so pissed off. They got to go to the dog park.
Well, take care of that dog, all right?
Two of them. Yeah. Bluey and Stella. Yeah.
All right, cool. I've seen hits that look worse and did worse damage.
Yes.
I mean, Holmes got up and walked away.
They're setting it. You know what it is? It's an example. They're setting an example. Yeah. So beware, NFL. From here on out, you can get ejected for a hit, for a vicious hit. I didn't think this one was vicious. I thought this was a penalty for sure, and it was absolutely avoidable. And he didn't avoid it. And if that's what the meaning is behind ejection, then there's gonna be a lot of guys get ejected from here on out.
Victor's in Northville. Hi, Victor.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got 2 points that I'll say them really quick. it feels really good. Everybody talking about the Lions nationally. We all get that. Now it's been going on for about a year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what we've learned with the media is they build people up, knock them down, right? And we're starting to kind of turn into the bad boys a little bit with the shirt and the blowing kisses and stuff like that. I don't know if I'm crazy about that because I see it coming. And I know you guys have been talking about it, but I was, was thinking about that for a while. I said, I don't want that bad boys. I don't want everybody to start knocking us down and start talking back because it feels good. We all look for, you know, stuff like that when people, when we share it with others, when people say good things about us, like Tom Brady and Stephen A. Smith and all these things. And this is going to be, they're building us up to knock us down. I really think that that's just the way the media works and we're setting it up. We don't need to do that stuff. I think Dan Campbell needs to have a talk with him and say, guys, chill. Let's stay humble a little bit. I think it's great what we're doing. Let's stay humble.
Well, we just don't want anything. I think there's a little bit of paranoia now creeping in, and we just don't want anything to mess this up. Anything that could possibly mess up what looks like a team that's really...
It's not that serious, but I like the feeling of people speaking well for us. And we haven't done this before, so stop acting like we're getting cocky about it. Another quick thing I wanted to say about, and it's a completely different subject. It's about the elections. I think there should be a salary cap on marketing themselves, how much they receive. Cause I think they got a bunch of money and they're just trying to dump it. Oh, okay. So we're going to have a bunch of ads.
Well, that's true.
What are we going to do this money? Return it.
That's 100%
we need a
true.
Salary cap of spending for the candidates. Period. You should be able to get your message out with X amount of dollars and it can fluctuate all the time. We don't need, I'm getting like 6 or 8 mailers in the mail and it's wasting paper.
It's unbelievable.
If anything, I don't even look at them. I take them straight to the,
Does anybody look at them?
Well, I think a lot of, I'm going to guess that a lot of older voters do.
I think the same thing, because I immediately go right to the recycling bin. I have one right like in my garage as I bring in the mail. I'm like, that goes right in the recycling. But then I think it must work on somebody.
With that
right?
said, registered vote, people. Registered vote.
I hope you already registered.
I hope you are. But if you haven't, you can still register to vote. And Channel 7 is reporting, I think Lyft is offering either discounted or free rides to go vote.
Yeah. Be like, I vote at the bar. Could you lift me there for free?
Look, we're not getting all political here, but I heard a report yesterday. 70 million people have already cast a ballot because of the early voting period and the mail-in. Very interesting.
Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Justin is next. Hi, Justin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had one, probably not a popular opinion here, but in live time, I said he should get ejected. And the reason was because it was so late, and he wasn't really making a play on the ball. And the reason I say that is if you use the 2 hits and the 1 o'clock, window is kind of to compare the three. The one thing that's different about Brian Branch's hit than the other two is the ball is so he had 2-3 steps to really lay off Gator. You said it was unavoidable, and I think that's where the NFL came in. And the ball's on the ground, and he's just really going for a hit.
Yeah.
Whereas the other guys, they're going to make a play on the and they hit the guy, but the guys, it's pretty much simultaneous with the ball and the defender and the offensive player all get there at the same time. Whereas this was clearly late.
It was totally avoidable.
And I think that's the big difference between why he got ejected and the other guys did.
You're probably right. And it's exactly what they said, that it was an avoidable hit, and he made it anyway. And you're right. Those other plays were bang, bang. You know, receiver's got the ball in his hands up in the air, and you hit him, and you separate the ball from the receiver. Unfortunately, you know, Chris Olave really... really took a smack.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about just wanting there to be consistency, but I also a little concerned about the Lions developing a bit of a reputation at the end of the day. They're playing elite football right now, and it is fun to see. And, you know, I also trust leadership here a little bit. If there's something that needs to be dialed back in terms of, you know, that kind of stuff, I trust that they will because the leadership is not – it's been great. Heck, Rex Ryan called the Detroit Lions this morning the best coached team in the NFL. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.